Hi, everybody. Well, today is our Wednesday BBS radio program. We're still on station number one. Today's date is May 11th, 2016. We'll clear those numbers for you, so here we go. Releasing the numbers if you're trapped by them. Keywords, key numbers, and the 11 a lot of times means something. Here we go. One, releasing that. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. And next we will release from you one situation, one energy that, has found you, we'll say, causing traumas or dramas or pain. Remember, this is an alien program that you're going out on timelines with, so you're viewing that. And it's also happening here because in true life, you really shouldn't have any problems at all. So this is a timeline, in a sense, crash for you, but really getting rid of the program that you're thinking of. The reason why you have to think of it, because that's in the darkness, and the darkness gave you your situation. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. That's good. Now let's bring in the light being energies. Stronger, stronger, stronger. Bringing you peace. Stronger, stronger, and stronger. And we'll do a release of aliens in your room or around you. May not be too many if you're already enlisted. We had our enlistment call, two of those actually. But here we go. If you are enlisted, there's probably no aliens around you whatsoever. Here we go. So one, two, releasing them in your room, in your body, etc. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 20. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 30. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 40. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 50. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 60. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 70. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 80. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 90. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 100. So they should be leaving you. Okay. Light beings are energized. I should feel peace energy. The Earth was out this morning, so that was about around 2:30 my time, California time. I got awakened and felt that it was off, kind of goofy, maybe 2-3 degrees, so I had to bring that back in, and that synced everything in. A lot going on. I won't talk about doing another vortex that we had to go through last night, but it was kind of overseas in Europe, I can say that. And without giving the name, it started with the V. So if anybody has any intuition there, you may know what it was. So anyway, maybe they shifted the Earth a little bit to connect to a vortex, Stargate or something, and left, so the soldiers immediately went after those people trying to escape. So anyway, that's about all I'm going to say about it here. So back to you, Michelle. Are you out there talking to you earlier? You're just still online here. I have the headphones on and the microphone in your hand. Going to sing us a song?
Sure. What do you want to hear? I'm taking requests.
Oh, boy. Well, what would be a good song to sing? How about Jeremiah with the bullfrog? You know that one?
I do. I used to sing that to a girlfriend of mine. Jeremiah was the bullfrog. He was a good friend of mine. I never understood a single word he said, but I helped him drink his wine. Love that song.
Yeah,
Three
okay.
Dog Night. That's a classic. I like Three Dog Night quite a bit. Okay, so hi, welcome everybody to the Wednesday night show, and it looks like we have the dates up for the next couple coming up weekend intensives. We have May 15th and the 22nd and the 29th, and those are all going to be the special 8-hour healing conference calls. And it's actually going to start on May 14th, which is the Saturday, and that is the 4-hour Ascension preparation call, so hopefully everybody can get on that. And then Ron also announced, I don't know if he announced this earlier, but I just found out about it myself today, that there is going to be a body organ restoration call coming up on Monday, June 27th, and it says 5:15 Pacific Standard Time, so that's 7:15 Central Time and on, depending on where you are on this planet that we live on, and it's going to be $50, and I think, Ron, is that the third body organ restoration call that you've done for us?
I think it might be. I know we were like, or maybe the second, I wanted to do one, and I was under so much energy attacks and stuff last year, I couldn't do one. I wanted to do one maybe in every 6 months, so this could be the second one. So I didn't do it last year. So now we're good doing it, people are asking, and we're ready to go.
Yeah, it's really great. We always have the weekly calls and then we have the monthly calls. But so recently in the last couple months, we've had the PIN, the organ body restoration, and then we've had just the mechanical body parts, which we just did, and the shackle call. And I know that at some point you might repeat each of those. So if people miss the first round of them, there will be more coming up, which is really great, and I highly suggest getting on them because, wow, they really, really, really remove a lot of things that you could never even imagine could actually be happening to you, but they probably are. Okay, so we have some pretty good questions in the box tonight, Ron, and one of them I think kind of goes with what we were talking about on one of the other shows. I don't know if it was last Wednesday or when it was, but it was about the spirit barcode removal. So this person has a couple questions about it, and it has multiple layers. I thought maybe we could go over that to clear some things up for people.
Okay, so I'm ready to go.
Basically, the person says that they have gathered from listening to other shows that the spirit barcode removal is an extremely important clearing to do, and they would like to do them for people that they care about, and they would like to also get off this planet with them when they go. So they are wondering, should they do the spirit barcode clearing for other people? And I know in the past you have, and they said the other people probably at this time would not be incredibly receptive to exactly what it is, but I think you've mentioned that a person's spirit will always take a healing.
Yes, yeah, that is correct, yes. So sometimes it's hard to talk about what we talk about here in these programs, but you could do it for anybody you wish. So that will allow the light ship to know that the spirit is here, because you've been trapped here for eons, and you can leave at ascension time. That prevents the darkness from taking you sideways at ascension. And that's what that's for. You can do it for anybody you wish, and they won't be trapped here any longer.
Okay, so then the other layer of that question is, when you do the spirit barcode for anyone that you wish, you don't just buy one and put different people's names in it. Each person that you're doing it for has to have their own clearing bought for them. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. Uh-huh.
And do you want to explain why?
Because the energy will connect to the person that you put the name in. On the PayPal page. So if you're going to do it for Sally Jones, then you put that name in, and the clearing will be used for Sally Jones only. And then the next person, you would enter their name and pay for that and put their name in. So that's the way that that works. So the name that you use when you purchase it is who it's working for.
Okay, yeah. And, okay, so then the other part of the question was basically like some of the people that he wants to buy it for are much older, and they may actually pass on soon anyway. So should they bother, but the person talking, asking the question would still be alive. Should they do the spirit barcode removal, or should they wait till the person does die and then get the deceased loved one barcode or spirit removal and then the emotional removal as well?
Oh, boy, that's a hard call. I don't know when ascension time is going to come. That's the only problem. Typically, it feels like the energy is changing so much here right now that we may start to see the new Earth. And so if we start seeing the new Earth energy on the planet, which means that you will start probably seeing less people, so the clones are leaving, will be leaving, and you may start to see, the energies coming more into light. And I need to rephrase that. The light is here, but the darkness has taken over the light. So as the darkness gets released from the light and from the trees and the sky and you and the ground and everything else, the animals that live here, it's sort of like taking off a pair of sunglasses and you start seeing the way it's supposed to be. So using that analogy, nothing is changing on the planet. The planet is not changing any kind of vibration and going up in a higher frequency like a lot of the people talk about. The darkness is leaving, which is bringing it back to the way it was before. To go a little further, the frequency of the planet has two major frequencies to it. The first frequency is the creation energy, which was used to manifest the physical form of the planet. So that's one frequency. The next one would be the Earth Spirit's frequency. So we have two basic frequencies in here, kind of much like you and your body. Your body has its own spirit, which made up your body. And then the spirit that inhabits your body looks out of your eyes. So that's another way of kind of looking at it on how the Earth is. So the Earth is not changing any frequency whatsoever. Nothing being transmitted to it from the Beyondo, from a stronger frequency, or, using whatever people talk about, the central sun or whatever. Nothing is coming any stronger to the planet. Just that the darkness is leaving. So just think of having a car that you haven't washed for a couple of years and it's full of gunk. And, you're not, all you're doing is cleaning the car off and it looks like brand new again, maybe, okay? Because of all the stuff on the car, the dirt, et cetera. So this is what's happening to the planet. So as far as ascension, as the planet gets cleaned off a lot, ascension may be a while away because everybody here would like to see a pristine planet with all the beauty that's supposed to be here. So that's another way of looking at it. Although I may not be 100% correct at that, but I really want to see the planet the way it's supposed to be. You know, we've all lived here for quite a while. We know how it looks now and just think how much better it'll look. And you can even take a garden hose and, put your finger on it and squirt out some water or get like a little sprayer and do a real fine mist. And, in the daytime, you're going to see the rainbow form in the spray that you're spraying. And the rainbow is very fluorescent and just beautiful looking, kind of translucent. And that energy came in here as far as when it was cleaned off once. I would say probably I saw it about 10 years ago because the light shift took away darkness for about 5 minutes. And it kept some of the darkness away. And it did last. I talked about it on some of the older radio programs. But you can look at it now because the aliens that was connected to the darkness energies that they were bringing in through the vortexes and stargates, prepping the planet, they're leaving, or they got taken out, one or the other. And the planet is now going to start to return back to the way it's supposed to be. How long it's going to take, I can't tell you. So the initial question was, you know, what's the best clearing to do? So I would probably wait until they no longer exist to do the two clearings for them, only because I see what's happening right now. If you would have asked me, a few months ago probably or so, I would have mentioned to do that clearing because it is needed. But you may wait if they're older. If it's a younger person, then by all means do it. But the question was that, the person could be, on their way out. Maybe they're not going to live for, 3 months or so. So just wait and do those two, the deceased loved one's spirit and deceased loved one's emotional body. So back to you.
Okay. Yeah, great. That clears it up, I hope. So I kind of took it when I got that one a long time ago. It was like, well, if I die and nobody else knows about this or knows to do this for me, then
yeah.
I'm stuck. So if I have this done, then I know that I've assured that I can get out myself.
Yeah, that is correct. That's another way of looking at it. Yeah. Very good.
Yeah. And then, but I've had people, family members pass on just recently, and I've been like, well, I'm not going to basically get them this one like they're still living and they may just die at any moment, but they're going to, when they die, I'll still be here, and then I will do the deceased loved one spirit healing and also the emotional healing, which is, they're $50 each, so then you know that their emotions and their spirit are at rest. The spirit is up on the creation light ship. The emotions are back on the earth where it belongs or wherever it goes, and they're good. So, okay. All right. You had asked me, Ron, if anybody had sent in any emails about any stories from the soldiers being enlisted, and I don't quite see any just yet, but we have a lot of emails coming all of a sudden, so I'm kind of looking through them really quickly. So let me just ask a question about what occurred 2 weeks ago. When you say that certain DNA is either off the planet or standing trials for crimes against humanity, is that like in another realm or dimension or something?
Oh, that's what happened on the 21st, actually the 22nd of last month, which would be April. Yeah, those people were leaving through their channels of whatever, stargates, vortexes, whatever you want to use there, alien ships, etc., to leave the planet. And they were hunted down through that process or whatever they were using. So these were physical people that looked like aliens inside. So they may look physical on the outside, but they were probably the shapeshifters, aliens inside. And there's a lot of people on the planet still like that. But these are the ones that knew their time was up and they didn't want to stay here. So they had to get out. So those were the ones that was hunted down. So that was in our reality. Now, they could have brought in clones to take their place. So if you're kind of curious, and maybe there's somebody in mind who you think could have been in that protocol, you might see me find pictures of them now and see if they look any different. They may still be being cloned out somewhat, or they may look a little different. And to you, get some pictures of their past, energies of who they were. So anyway, that's what happened. So, and that's why you probably felt a large shift in the energies. I also heard, and I can't confirm this, but I heard on the same day, which was the 22nd, they somehow reevaluated the currency to gold standard. But you would have to do some Google searches to find that out. And so if that's correct, that what I was told is all the currency on the planet got connected to the gold standard. But, you know, I don't want to give any disinformation out there. I haven't seen that or heard that myself. I was just told that. There's a lot of disinformation out there on the Internet. And what they do is they try to hook you up to a timeline. So we'll just say that there was a person on the planet who was just an awful person. And everybody knew about this person. They finally got caught, and now they're going to trial, we'll say, for what they have done in the past. So all of a sudden, what will happen is everybody who hasn't really seen that person, or maybe they've heard about them, but they heard about what they have done to other people or something, right away you're going on to that timeline. And so this information, and it can be disinformation, is putting you onto those timelines. And so that's what they want to do. They want to switch you over from the now timeline into one that's reactive, or one in duality. And so naturally that's what goes on. So you hear something that's good. Oh, well, you're going to be on that timeline. You want to be on the now timeline. You want to be off of everything else but what's in the now. Because it's going to bring you into duality. So if you go to one end of the scale, you're going to be bounced into the other. So whatever you hear, don't go jumping up and down that it's finally here or whatever else you're hearing about, because that could actually affect everything else, bringing to you whatever you hear about's happening. And it could go the other direction. Because you're giving the aliens all this energy, and you don't want to do that. So you want to stay in the now. That's your best timeline to be on, the only timeline that's real Earth. Otherwise, you're out on fabricated Earth, holograph, and everything else, and that's where you live probably 99% of your life, is not on this planet. It's on holograms. So, back to you.
Oh, my goodness. Ron, you just said so many things. I'm not sure where to go from there. That's great. Okay, wonderful. All I can really think about is how you were saying that the new Earth is going to look like a fresh, clean car, which is awesome because everybody likes a clean car, which has nothing to do with what you were just talking about, I'm sure. Okay, so we have a question here. It says, if we are abducted every 10 minutes, what happens when we are on the call, live or otherwise?
Normally, you're not being abducted because the energy is too strong to force you into the abduction mode, and the aliens aren't going to come around. So if you're on the conference calls and even on the BBS programs that we have here, the energy coming through your computer or whatever you're listening to is so strong that you most likely will not have the abduction process happening to you. So this shows only in the now. In fact, you may just feel, go into one of the archives, that if you happen to have a bad day, we'll say, and you may even notice this from the past, maybe you had a really crappy day, and you go, man, I just want to hear an archive just to kind of balance out or something, or I plan to do this, and my day went to hell in the handbasket, you know? But on an archive, and you'll probably find yourself instantly within a few minutes changing into the now. Because the energy on the archives are all active. That's why we have healings on the archives. So it's just like listening to a live program. And, you know, the archive healings will work three times for you. But that's what you can do. So the aliens really aren't going to come around that much, only because they won't like what happens to them. So back to you.
Yeah, I know. I used to listen to the archives, and I'd just have them playing, and they would just continue. It just goes from one to the next one when one finishes, and I would just sit and make crafts and all these sorts of things and just feel really nice in a little space. So one of our people wrote back. They said that they are very glad to be helping the planet by being enlisted. And I have to say, I definitely feel the same way. And so if anyone wants to write in, if they are aware of anything that's going on while they're doing the time-traveling soldier thing at night, or even if it's happening during the day, please write in and let us know. Is that happening to us during the day, Ron, or is it only a nighttime thing?
24/7.
Oh, boy.
What I will say is that, unless you specify, if you want to specify that you don't want to do anything until you're sleeping, that's fine. But remember, on the other part of the world, people are sleeping and you're awake and vice versa. You know, so and the aliens don't care about what time they try to affect people or do things. They're going to do it, 24/7 too. And what I will say is the reason why the aliens are probably with you, and we cleared the aliens out when the show first started, is because they want to get out of here. Now, these normally, I say, probably high 90% of them are or may not be the ones that are terrorizing you. Okay, they may just be aliens that are stuck here. So they get a way to leave the planet. If they were terrorizing you, then they probably came with a little white flag or something and said, I got to get out of here and don't make me into, a crispy critter. I want to leave. So that's how I see that. So we're giving them the opportunity to leave here. That's what the light does. You always have a chance to leave. Doesn't matter what you've done or how bad you were, you have a chance to leave. And that's kind of indicated in the Bible, on Jesus' cross scenario where the one person on the cross kind of asked for forgiveness or something or whatever. I'm not a Bible person whatsoever, but one of them said no, and the other one said, I'd like to make amends or whatever he said. And I said, no problem. There's no judgment in light. Another reason why the light would terminate something is if it's forced to show its hand and to harm and take away humanity's free will, free choice. So back to you.
Okay. Great. All right. Thank you, Ron. Is there any sample healings that you want to do about that? Maybe any more with aliens, or are we all kind of clear right now?
I don't know. We did one at the beginning of the show. Any ideas?
Well, I have the golden question here, Ron, and so I'm just going to ask it. It says, somebody wrote in and they say, what clearings do you recommend to lose weight?
That's a good one.
Want to know? That's a good one.
Well, I could probably say don't eat, and that would probably be the main one.
Well, I always joke that there's the 40-day in the desert Bible diet. You go 40 days in the desert and you just hang out in a tent. You're bound to lose weight. But seriously,
I'm just wondering if are your thoughts causing you to gain weight or have more weight on you? That's another way of looking at it,
Well, in a way it could. And in that manner, if you did the anxiety clearing, if anxiety is causing you to eat because you're feeling emotional, then the emotional clearing and the anxiety clearings would help if that was the reason.
And it could be an addiction clearing.
Because food can't be an addiction.
Might be a food or addicted to food.
Oh, you have a food addiction clearing.
Mm-hmm.
Very specifically. Oh, that is interesting. Okay, and another person wants to know, can we be corded to someone who has passed away?
On timelines, you could be, of course, yes. Remember, those timelines are still active unless you get rid of them. You talk about, you live in your past of your ancestors, those are all active timelines. That's why you see things, get visions, you know, of doing mm-hmm. something in the past before you were born. So you just look at the timelines, and you get the whole thing downloaded to you of what happened to you or to somebody else. You might try the special water that we have and use that to detox your body. Maybe your body's full of stuff that needs to get out of it. So that's another thing to look at. And you might even, you know, do that 2,000 Year of Darkness barcode. Maybe that is on you with heavy energies from the past, too. By all means, you know, do all those free clearings and do them as you think you need them. And don't think just because you did one clearing that you're fixed, you know, on the free ones, because they're only for Band-Aids to help you out. You need to get into the whole lifetime clearings, which will help you out to help to eliminate the densities on the bodies that you can't see that's corrupting you. And if you're having difficulties somewhere in your life or you don't know what to do next, maybe you're kind of wishy-washy or something about life in general, then you want to do the self-empowerment clearing. That has a bunch of different types of issues there. And I think that clearing is either 6 weeks or 2 months in length. And just run that until you start balancing out and feeling better. So you could have an issue. That issue can make you gain weight. We're talking about, you know, gaining weight or maybe even losing weight. Maybe you have an issue where you just can't hang on to weight because maybe you're traumatized or something, you know. Remember, you don't know what people have done to you. Then change your psychic billboard, too. That's you know, it's what you're thinking of yourself, you know, where you are right now in your life, where you want to, where you'd like to be. Use baby steps there, you know. And then what other people are thinking of you, that could make you gain a lot of weight. They may not like you, and your body's put enough a defense around you and inside of itself because you're being psychically attacked by other people. And then you have what the aliens want to do to you. That could be anything. So that clearing, the psychic billboard is quite helpful. That's $20 a month. So back to you.
Okay, wow, that was several different suggestions, and we have a few more. Doing the entity clearing for entities that may be hungry or have died of starvation, or they crave some sort of food and making you want to eat something that you know is not necessarily good for you. Or in the alien attack, option number 4, you can clear food parasites because food parasites like yeast will make you crave sugars and carbs and things like that. And then also the lymph toxicity clearing can help move that lymph in the body, which will carry out dirty things in your, you know, that are being stored in your fat cells, basically. And also the body rejuvenation clearing might do a person some good. So there's a lot of different things that could be helpful for that. It just depends on maybe what the person's particular issues are. But is there any sample healing you would like to do about that, Ram? Like maybe the food addiction clearing, just as an example?
Yeah, we could try that. Here we go, everybody. So, one, releasing that energy from you. We'll see what helps you. One, I think of a food that you maybe like to eat all the time. Maybe you like eating, you know, pasta or, you know, a lot of carbs or something, which could possibly have you gain weight, okay? So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And maybe you have an addiction. I've heard of this. I won't say it's true or not, but I've heard of people that have a really low income and they have children. They just feed their children that the noodles and cheese or whatever, you know, all the time because it's pretty filling and the kids are, you know, fairly large looking, you know. So maybe, you know, that could be maybe your problem and you're kind of addicted to that and you wonder why you can't lose weight because you're having, you know, cheese and noodles or something. So let's release that energy from you. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And if you watch that Michael Moore movie, I think it's Where to Invade Next, you're going to see a scene in there where they have people from another country, and they're feeding these young children. You know, they show them the lunches that they're having. And, you know, you go, wow. And you know that the children over here are not getting that, what they're eating, you know. And so all of a sudden you go, wow, maybe that food that they're eating here is causing them problems because of alien attack energies in that food, because it's not a lot of life force energy in it. That's a possibility. And then it's interesting, the I think on that same maybe 10-minute segment there, Michael Moore gave the child, I think, a Coke. And the person drank the Coke, and they didn't talk about this, but all of a sudden you saw that young girl, I'll just say that she was probably maybe 8 years of age, I'm guessing there, I don't know, but we'll just say that. All of a sudden they showed her with her hand with the fork, and she's kind of bouncing that fork up and down a bunch of times because she's very, very nervous, or her nervous system got whacked out from having the Coke, which okay. They didn't even exist. So, anyway, back to you.
Yeah, no, I don't know where I was reading it or where I've heard this, but I heard that the military classifies fast food as a weapon. I think they know.
Yeah.
Okay. And food, somebody you know. Else, what's that?
Is it really food?
I don't know if you can actually say it is. So many chemicals. Okay. So another one of our listeners wants to know, can we be cursed by people who've passed away? So maybe the person cursed them and then they died. Is that curse still active?
Yes, it would still be active, yes. Uh-huh.
Ooh.
And it could be even more so active because you're on a timeline. So let's just say that they put you on a timeline. The person died. You say maybe you didn't like that person. Maybe for some reason... Let's just say that you did something bad to them and it made them have physical pain in their body. So now they're angry with you on this timeline and they're thinking all these bad thoughts about you. And the person died, you know, say 10 years ago. Well, the aliens go, oh boy, they've got a lot of mileage out of this timeline. Let's just keep copying and pasting it. It's still active. So that's why you need to backtrack and go in there and figure out the things that happened to you in your life and do some timeline crashes on it. We'll start talking about the new clearing at some point, the body jump starts, and that will help you eliminate a lot of stuff. But you first need to have the other clearing, which is the skin auric clearing, in order to, you know, that's one of the prerequisites for it. So we'll be talking about that maybe possibly at the end of this month, next month, and, you know, get your jump started into that. But if you haven't done that, skin or clearing, just not on the website. I believe it's $200, so give me a donation of that, then I'll send it over to you. And I just can't recall how many clearings are with that. Maybe somebody might know. Back to you. It's a wonderful clearing, man. It has a lot of stuff in there. It's just fabulous. So back to you.
Yeah, it goes through all different body systems, and it clears Oh my gosh, I don't have it up right now, otherwise I would read it to you, but it's in another email section. But it has all these different sections for each particular body part, and then it has different relationship quotings to other people and a whole list of things to go through. So it takes a little while to go through. When we're doing that particular one, the default is 15 minutes. Do you feel that that's sufficient for each step?
Just run it the way it is first and see how it's working. You may want to go longer with it.
Okay.
So, you know, everybody has, you may want to run it for a couple of hours on some and maybe, 15 on others, but just kind of see how your body is responding and reacting to the clearing. I guess everybody has a different set of cards dealt to them.
Mm-hmm.
But the body blueprint renewal clearing is what you want to do after that. So we'll be putting some energy into that probably next month for people, talking about it a little bit.
Okay. Ron, I don't know. I'm not sure if you have your email up right now, but I just sent you an email from a listener who gave us a short list of what she has done. And then she wants to know, she's making a transition, she's moving, she's finding a new job, and if there's any other healings that you would suggest. And I emailed you the short list of what she already has, in case that might help you to let her know what else she could use.
Okay.
I don't know if you want to just take a minute. I could do another question if you want to go back to that one.
Let's see, moving for a new job. Looks pretty good to me, but I see there. You want to get off of the grid line or ley lines, okay?
Oh,
so,
that's a big one.
You know, the would be the Earth. Earth. I think we have an Earth grid line clearing. The ley line would work also because they're pretty similar, and that way you're able to leave easily and go somewhere else.
Yes, that is a really good one.
And then actually do your psychic billboard. Because you want to be accepted where you are. So if you're moving and then you got it says moving away and finding a new job, so it means you don't have a job yet. So now you want to make sure that your psychic billboard says that you're ready. I love to work, and I put in, extra time or whatever, My last job was wonderful, something like that. Because they're going to be reading whatever's on there. And what you don't want is to have the thing follow you where your last boss hates you because you left and they got to do all the work now. That's what you want to make sure that's not on your billboard. So when somebody reads you, they're going to go, I don't know, that employee, you better go somewhere else. So that's what you want to do is change that, okay? That's what I would suggest doing is, play with your psychic billboard. That will actually start to affect you with the energy around you. And the way you do that, you put down where you want to, where you are now is one thing, and where you want to go to is something else, but it could be too much of a stretch for some people. So you may want to do baby steps, like I said, and then see how people respond to you after a day or two. And then readjust your verbiage that you have on, the psychic billboard. And that's really needed. What you might want to do is also put on there that you're a really peaceful person. Because people, I believe, who are hiring would like to have a person who's peaceful. So back to you.
Yeah. Those are all really good suggestions. I really like the grid line one. I have done it, and I moved a while ago, and it really helped. It was just like, I'm ready. Totally didn't care. Just ready to go. So I think that one's great. Okay, we have some suggestions from another listener that carry on with the wondering how to lose weight, different suggestions on how to lose weight. So it says that they lost some weight when they were on one of the monthly calls, and they requested that their fat cells be converted to muscle, and that's when their weight started coming off. And they had done other intensives, and so they asked, and they said, you know, it's true, if you ask, you shall receive. And then another suggestion by two listeners is that you can ask the water that Ron does on Wednesday night or in the beginning of some of the calls to help you lose weight as well.
Yeah, what I'll do for people right now, this is, I've been doing this maybe for the last couple of months on the calls. So I'll do a water charging, and a lot of people like copper water. So everybody get a glass of water, and this will work three times on the archives. And after that, it won't work. So you could have your friends come on and listen to the show and get some water charged here. And the water charging, I think, is $1. Or you can get like a monthly water charging, too. And I think that's probably more like unlimited usage, you know, where you could do many things with the water. So I'll do copper water for everybody and just see how your body responds to it. So far, everybody said they love it. So I'll do that in a couple of minutes here as you get your glass of water. So back to you. 8 ounces is probably what most people would get, I think. You may want to get a little bit more, but you know, you want to drink it today because it won't be good tomorrow. So back to you.
You want to drink it right when it's been activated.
Yeah.
Okay, so someone said they came in late. I think they're wondering whether or not this is maybe an archive. It says, please repeat the date. So today is Wednesday the 11th, and then we cleared it. And I believe that's it. It says, any trauma clearing. I don't think we did any trauma clearing earlier at all.
No, so think of one of your traumas that you had in your lifetime. Remember, all we're doing is taking away the program of that one trauma that you're bringing up. And this is like taking you off of a one timeline. You can still have, you know, 500 timelines, but I'm taking you off of one of them that you're looking at. So here we go. Think of a trauma that you've had in your lifetime. Releasing that. I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Here we go. And it should be pretty much dampened down for you. Let's do a copper water. And a lot of people like to hold the water in their hand. You can do that. So here we go. And I'll count to 20 to energize it for you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. I'll do it one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. That feels better to me. Okay, everybody, have a sip of that water and just see how it makes you feel. So we'll see if we get any comments. You can even send one to CLS just for the next program on how the water tasted or what you felt. Maybe your hand was vibrating. Maybe you have bubbles in your glass now. That's happened. One of the more interesting emails that I had a long, long time ago when I first started doing the water charging on Wednesdays, the person had their water, and we do 7 containers of water. Normally it's probably half a gallon to a gallon, what people normally have. And the person said, yeah, I looked at this one day, maybe it's like Tuesday water or something. I looked at Tuesday water, and it had a bunch of bubbles in the glass, and they had, sealed, waters, from the store. They weren't opened up. One was full of bubbles. And they said they looked and they saw a bubble the size of a quarter on the bottom of the glass. So that was kind of like, wow, you know. So then they poured the water into a glass, and that bubble now was in the glass. And I think it was also in the water bottle. And so So that was one of the comments that we had. So anyway, we'll see if we have any comments on water. The show's going to end in 5 minutes here, but just see if you like that copper water. If you like it, then you can get on the $1 water charging on the website. And it doesn't say water charging. I think it just says maybe object activation, I think. Is that correct, Michelle? Or do we have a... I think that's what people use for water, is that one.
Mm-hmm. There's the water one. And there's also a skin misting clearing. I think that's under nano detox clearing. And then the second section of that, which is the auric field clearing. I think there's a water charging section in there. And there's also another one where there's a skin misting water charging in as part of it. But I cannot recall it right now. Okay, so somebody's wondering if you could explain a little bit about the Saturday and Sunday monthly calls, what they specifically are. And before you say that, Ron, I just want to say, because I keep thinking about it, for any newbies, if you want to really take in a lot of information, the best clearing is the free 2,000-year barcode removal clearing, starting out with the first 100 years that's on the front of that clearing. And that really helps you to hear what's going on and to really understand very clearly. If you do that clearing a lot, then listening to the radio shows will be very beneficial. So, again, Ron, what could you explain about the Saturday and Sunday monthly calls to new listeners?
Okay, on the Saturday call, that's mainly used to put light into your body to help you for the ascension process. And we have amber blood. We have some of the masters come in, do the floating magnets. We go to the light ship for different types of healing. And that call is a four-hour call. And we also do water charging for the month. I mean, the next week. So for the next week, you have water charge. Now, the Sunday calls, and that call starts at the 1 o'clock Pacific time. That'll be this coming Saturday. The Sunday calls are 8-hour calls, and we get rid of alien critters that are walking, living inside of you, and causing you problems. And they can put you onto timelines. They can take away your spirit. Just many, many things happen. So you're in quarantine during this year as we're releasing these things out of you, these life forms that shouldn't be inside of your body. And then you're in quarantine once you get on those calls, at least the 8-hour calls. There's three of them, consecutive Sundays. And you're on the light ship in quarantine for that whole month. So if you signed up for 1 month, you're going to be in quarantine until the next 8-hour call for the next month. So you're in there for, like, say, 30 days typically. And so after the last call, you're still going to be in quarantine. So you're in quarantine all the time, and they're working with you, trying to put you back together again. So a lot of times your energy is in the beyondo, and we go looking for it. But the aliens came in and stole part of you, and we're trying to find the parts of you that they stole, along with getting rid of all these critters and stuff. So that's what the call is. Very, very beneficial, and you start feeling better. And you start owning your body. Before the aliens owned your real estate, owned your body. And that's what it's for, is to get you back into spirit integrity so your spirit can come back into you again. Otherwise, it can't. If you have something, some critter in you living, your spirit's not going to come to that location to do anything to you, because it doesn't know what that energy is of darkness. And that's kind of it in a nutshell. So the call is 8 hours long, starts at 10 a.m. Pacific time, ends at 6. And we do a lot of water charging on it. And we break every hour for basically about 10 minutes. So that's just a really heavy call. And we give you time to shower you know, maybe like 3 hours before the end of it. And each call is a little different, but they're all helping you. So I guess it's about that time. We've got 5 minutes before the hour here. So let's do the mind to heart drop. This puts you into peace. You should be doing this naturally all the time. And we can't get away from the word time. So if you can do it 6 times a day, that's wonderful. And you're going to be more in peace. The more often you do it, the more you're going to get spirit energy with you, which will put you out of time. So get a day planner so you don't look kind of, goofy to your friends because you didn't show up for the special engagement because you're having peace. They're all now in anxiety because you didn't show up. You don't want to go on that timeline, so get a day planner. So here we go. Commanding your spirit out loud. And you say, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts inside of my head, pop them into my heart. And we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everybody. Thank you. Blessings. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. And thank you, listeners. Keep doing the mind to heart drop. Bye, everyone.